Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 66, and it's all about self-love and self-acceptance and how that will transform your reality once you give yourself full permission to shine. So I know you're going to love this episode, especially if you have ever battled with weight issues, whether you want to lose weight or whether you want to gain weight or whether you don't like your hair or you don't like the color of your eyes or whatever it is. More likely than not, and this is very sad, most people that are listening to this right now have criticized themselves at some point or another. That you may not have felt good enough. That you have not felt worthy. That you might have compared yourself to others. So today's episode is based on an Instagram post that I made a few days ago. If you're not following me, you can do so at Sarah Prout. That's S-A-R-A-H-P-R-O-U-T. And you can follow some of my daily stories as the mother of four children here in Las Vegas and running a seven-figure business. But today I really want to drop down into the zone of inviting you to become aware of some of the blind spots that you might have, some of the areas of your life that you may have tried to sweep under the rug, that you may have turned a blind eye to, or that you are consciously or unconsciously ignoring. And that is how you take care of yourself and the love and the respect that you show yourself, your body, your mind, and your spirit. Okay, so just to give you a little bit of a backstory about this Instagram post that got so much attention, I want to just first tell you that last year, meaning 2018, even though 2019 is so new, last year I tried out different ways of, how do I put this, doing my hair. And I got hair extensions. And I have not been able to grow super long hair all my life. You know, I have very fine hair. And I thought that because I had speaking engagements and photo shoots and that kind of thing, that getting hair extensions would make me feel more confident. And what I realized was that I've been hiding behind my hair for the last few months and that it's giving me a very false sense of security. So this was really the beginning of me examining the areas in my life that I need to accept, because as a manifesting teacher, the more I can accept anything that's going on in my reality, my hair, no matter how it shows up, my body, my skin, my eyes, my voice, it's important to accept it fully, because the opposite of that is rejection, is creating resistance, is going against the flow. And therefore, I can't manifest what I really want to manifest. So the post, this was the post text I wrote. So here goes. This is a vulnerable share. For most of my life, I have been so mean to myself. I've criticized the way I look almost on an hourly basis. As an adult, I've been 200 pounds at my heaviest and 90 pounds at my lightest. No matter where I am on the dance scale, I'll still find an excuse to not feel good enough. I'm not going to do this to myself anymore. I won't. I can't. It's exhausting. At 39 years old, I've been pregnant 10 times. I've given birth to four beautiful human beings. My boobs have fed babies. My face has smiled and cried so many times that it's left lines to commemorate the presence of life's ups and life's downs. It's beautiful, but I don't always remember that it is. And then something happened yesterday. So for those of you listening, the post, I believe it was about 6 days ago that I posted this. So this was really strange. I was looking at myself in the mirror and I could feel the tapes from my tape-in hair extensions, and I decided to start taking them out. But as I continue to say in the post here, that I have hair extensions just like I explained to you, and I removed them. I'd started to hide behind my fake hair. The hair was taped in, and sometimes it hurts. I have to spend a few hundred dollars every single month to get it retaped, the tapes moved up, and it makes me feel confident. But it's just hair. It's crazy. Why do we do this to ourselves as human beings? So in the post, I go on to say, now I'm not judging anything. anyone. Sorry, I'm not judging anyone. You do you. So for those of you that have got hair extensions, I'm not judging you. I'm saying that there are many different reasons why people do things, and that for me, I'm examining the intention behind why I felt the need to hide behind my hair. So I have three daughters, and they have hair just like me. They have fine hair. It gets messy really easily. And I want to teach my girls that they are enough just as they are. I mean, they're so fresh. They're so impressionable, because my daughter Olivia is 12. I have Lulu who's 3 and Ava who is 2. And I need to lead by example, because if I don't, I don't want them to go through the same self-imposed mental rejection that I've experienced for nearly 40 years. I have a responsibility. So I go on to say in the post that I'm declaring that 2019 will be my year of self-love and acceptance. And this is for two reasons. Because I am enough just the way I am. My hair, my skin, all the things are beautiful and are a blessing. And secondly, because I'm going to be very visible in 2019 with the launch of my book. It's called Dear Universe, and I want to take care of myself because I have to show up and connect with so many people around the world, and I need to really make sure that self-care and self-love are non-negotiable, because I'm a speaker, I'm a writer, and I'm a teacher. And the blessing here, the real blessing, is that I have the awareness to choose the path of self-acceptance. And as a manifesting teacher, it's my duty of care to be real and authentic. And I might not get it right all the time. Who knows? I could go and get my hair extensions put back in. But for now, I know that my heart is in the right place with the right intention. And as a mother, it's my honor to raise children that accept themselves rather than joining the harmful cycle of self-rejection. So I ended the post by saying, will you join me? So make sure you go and check out that post on my Instagram. As I said, you can follow me at Sarah Prout. But here's the thing, you know, I received so many beautiful comments from people saying I'm beautiful just the way I am. And what was really interesting was that there are at least 5 women saying that they had, that they'd booked hair salon appointments, and don't hate me, hairstylists out there, but they'd booked appointments and then they canceled them because they really examined the reasons why they kept going in to get their hair put in or taken out or the grays dyed. That's another thing as well. Now, okay, I'm going to get super personal here, but over the last 5 years or so, and keep in mind I'm nearly 40, I have noticed that I get about 4 or 5 gray hairs just around my forehead, right? So what I do is I get a pair of tweezers and I pluck them out. But now what I'm realizing is that's sending the universe a very clear sign that I don't want to manifest beautiful, healthy, strong hair because I'm rejecting myself. I'm sabotaging the growth. It symbolizes the block. It symbolizes a blockage that I'm creating. Now, I may be looking into this too much, and you guys know that I am a big believer in that you get to attach meaning to things that you find significant, and sometimes nothing has to mean anything, right? So often we get very heady about it. We get stuck in our minds. But what if, and as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, what if we leaned into the wholeness and we accepted ourselves, warts and all? All of the wrinkles, all of the puffy bits of skin or the stretch marks or the, you know, the little spots that start to appear on your hands, whatever it is, what if you could show up and love those parts of you and celebrate them because they are uniquely yours? There is only one version of you. And so this is why it is so important to remember to celebrate who you are right now as perfect. And absolutely, strive for wellness, strive for extreme health in whatever that looks like to you. But don't for a second compare yourself to somebody else, because comparison is always the thief of joy, as the saying goes. And so you really can't afford to spend a moment of time worrying what other people will think about you. It's pointless. It's absolutely pointless. You cannot change who you think you are just to make other people feel happy or to get attention or to feel significant. We live in this society that, and especially me here in Las Vegas, and somebody pointed this out, that it is built on facades, on fakeness, on imitation, on accentuating parts of yourself. I'm just being very careful with how I phrase things here. But there's nothing wrong with expressing sexuality, by the way. I'm not saying that, like hoisting your boobs up or wearing a push-up bra or whatever is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all when it comes to accentuating who you are and how you express yourself. There's a difference. So let's just say you did want to go and get hair extensions. And I know so many of my friends have hair extensions and they look absolutely beautiful and they do it for the right reasons. It's like decorating a Christmas tree, right? You're not going to pull a Christmas tree into your house out of the lot. They bring it in. It smells beautiful. And you go, no, I want it to be natural. I'm not going to hang any decorations on there, any baubles, any tinsel, any lights. I'm just going to let it be. That some of us can celebrate who we are as Christmas trees and decorate ourselves in any way we want to. And we don't have a single thought go through our minds of I'm not enough. But when you do have those thoughts, you need to peel it back and you need to say, how can I love myself? How can I accept myself? How can I express myself in a way that will show the world who I am? Rather than how can I express myself in a way that will get the world to accept me because I'm not enough? Do you see the difference? It's so subtle, but if you can stand back and just witness areas of your life that you might do this, then you can start to see and examine the intentions behind why we do the things we do. So, like I mentioned, I've been 200 pounds. Like when I gave birth to my daughter Lulu in 2015, I got on the scales and I was 200 pounds. And just before I got pregnant with my son, 18 years ago, if you can believe it, I was 90 pounds. I was probably less than 90 pounds, actually, but I wasn't a healthy weight. And I rejected myself. Every single number on that scale, it doesn't matter what it is, I have rejected it. And this is something that I go to talk about in my upcoming book called Dear Universe, which is all about sparking that connection to the divine, to the divine within as a flow and an extension of who you are in this world. And that conversation that you spark with the universe is the energy of all that is flowing through you. So you want to make sure you go with that flow and you have the awareness that you can manifest so much faster, almost instantly, when you remember that you have the power to guide your energy and guide your emotions and stop being so mean to yourself. Because as Shakespeare once said, our doubts are our traitors. And that so often shows up when you are in a changing room, perhaps at Macy's, and you are trying on a new bathing suit or a pair of jeans. And, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, oh my God, I'm awful. I'm disgusting. Whatever bad words you want to say about yourself. I'm not enough. I need to lose weight. And then it becomes this vicious cycle where it's, okay, well, I'll go on the diet on a Monday, or I will invest in this program and not do it. I mean, we give ourselves so many excuses, right? So if you get anything out of today's episode, I want it to be this. That is that you are enough, just as you are right now. And that you get to choose how you decorate yourself, how you present yourself to the world. There is no judgment. As I've mentioned before, one of my favorite quotes is by the Sufi poet Rumi, who wrote, "Out beyond wrongdoings and rightdoings is a field. I'll meet you there." Nobody's got this stuff figured out. But what we do know is that statistically, so many, especially women out there, don't feel very good about themselves. And this becomes extremely dangerous when they raise tiny human beings, and especially girls, because it's a self-perpetuating cycle. And I can see, looking back on my own lineage, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, these were all women that did the best they could, of course, but didn't feel good enough, hiding behind a mask of makeup and jewelry. I mean, I remember, oh my God, I hope my mother's not listening to this, but I remember being 5 years old. And I think my mother was 30 at the time, and she was talking about getting a facelift. And I remember her kind of pushing her skin on her cheeks back with her hands, saying to me, "Do you think I need a facelift? Do you think I need a facelift?" Do not let your children hear this or see this. You lead with love and you lead with intention that this will have a ripple effect to your great-grandchildren, your great-granddaughters, your great-great-granddaughters. that you led the way because you heard something, perhaps on a podcast like this one, that changed something in you, that planted that tiny seed of transformation. So that's it for today's show. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love to hear from you in the form of a review, because each and every single review that I read, I send back the energy of love, of deep appreciation that you are part of the Journey to Manifesting community. So please feel free to leave me a review or share this with your friends, because the intention here is to inspire and empower as many people as possible to remember that they have the ability to create their own reality. So that's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting.